creative slumps and unintended vacations from practice routines come about for many different reasons, but one of them is lack of an inspiring goal. Having something exciting or something personally meaningful to work toward is a powerful motivator, and the rigors of practice become much easier to bear when you know that your labors will eventually reach an intended destination. So, goals are especially important when the teaching materials you're studying and practicing aren't especially lively. You learn most eagerly and most readily when you know that whatever you're studying connects to a goal that you want, that you passionately desire. So, do you dream of fame or do you dream of excellence? This being a course about personal growth through practice, I want to put in my two cents here and say that I believe that the most valuable goals are not related to awards or album sales or fame or money. Instead, I think that the best goals are related to self-discipline and study, technique, and personal satisfaction. Because while you don't ultimately have much control over whether you sell a million records or not, you do have control over your own training and your own skills as a songwriter. Of course, it's perfectly fine to have goals related to your music career, but please make sure you set some goals that have to do directly with the craft itself, not just with getting the trappings of success. Because while awards and applause and admiration and fame all might seem glamorous from the outside, many people who actually manage to achieve them find that while it's briefly exciting, it ultimately is not satisfying on a deep level. So what really nourishes most songwriters is the sense of having built a song well, being conscientious about their technique. When you end a practice session knowing that you really made solid progress on some little aspect of the craft today, when you can feel yourself growing just a little bit stronger week after week, it gives you a sense of personal well-being that you have just got to experience. It's very, very satisfying to build something for yourself using your own effort and your own abilities. There's no wrong way to dream, of course, but the kind of passive, like, wouldn't it be nice if, sort of daydreaming is not quite our aim here. This is more like daydreaming in a way that lets you actually start working toward the things that you desire, instead of just fantasizing. And the key to productive dreaming is to envision your desired outcomes in as much detail as you can. It's key that details be accurate in your goals. If you're not exactly sure what the life of a professional songwriter in Nashville looks like, do some research. Find out where they work, what their daily routines are like. Write to some, call some. Tell them you admire what they do and you'd love to hear about what the day-to-day details of their lives are. As songwriters, we use sensory details to make our lyrics feel more lifelike and believable. We fill lyrics with true-to-life sights and sounds and smells and tastes and touch sensations that are designed to engage the listener and kind of pull them into the world of our lyrics. You can also use sensory details to make your own goals and your visions of your own future more realistic and, in the process, more useful and more inspiring. So once you set some goals for yourself, and we'll do that in the worksheet that's attached, I'm going to ask you to shift your attention to whatever challenges and tasks stand between you and your desired goal. What do you need to study? What do you need to learn and practice to make your goal a reality? What learning materials do you need? Do you need a teacher? Any big ol' hairy dream can be broken down into progressively smaller, more specific pieces. Go on breaking down what you need to do enough, and eventually you'll come out with at least one action, usually something very small, that you can move on right now. It may be something as small as writing yourself a note to research flamenco guitar teachers in your area, or it might be as simple as opening a book and beginning to read chapter one. But really big picture dreams like being a master songwriter that has international critical acclaim can be broken down to something as simple as studying the next chapter of a creative writing book or of studying the next lesson in a music theory text. So, for example, Here's a breakdown of a dream of mine. I focused mostly on lyrics as a songwriter, but my goal is to eventually be as good at making up music on the fly as jazz soloists are. Now, this is a big picture, very long-term project, because jazz artists train for years and often decades to be able to invent melodies over any chord progression in real time on stage. Now, through research, I've learned that you can learn to play jazz solos over complex, fast-moving chord progressions, but you have to understand chords, you have to understand scales, you have to understand the relationships between a chord and its given scales. So as I break this huge task down more and more in my practice journal, I finally conclude that the very next small step I would take toward the goal is just to make a list of chords. Chords like D major 7, A9, B flat minor 11th, and so on. And then just write out which notes are in each one of those chords. And then play those chords on the guitar neck and on the piano so I can see what they look like and sound like. Now, just crunching chord theory math like this over and over for days and days and weeks and months is not the most exciting thing I could be doing with my time. But here's what makes it exciting. Knowing that it's one small step toward being able to write beautiful melodies totally off the cuff. And since it's fairly boring work, I'm taking this in small, daily, 10 to 20 minute sessions. And then I'll move on to other areas of practice for the day. Now, when I'm finally able to just glance at a jazz standards lead sheet and instantly identify every note of each chord and be able to chart a melodic path from chord to chord, I'll know that I'm ready to move on. Until then, it's daily drudge work, every day. And that's what you should do as well. Keep your eye on the diamond, especially when you're feeling, shall we say, uninspired. Be sure to kind of step back and return to the big picture view often. If at any point you're feeling bored, if you're tempted to go check your email or watch TV or surf the web instead of practicing whatever you're working on, remind yourself of the goal, what it will feel like, the kind of pride you will feel when you can finally do the things you've dreamed of. Remember what achieving it all is going to feel like. Remember that you're taking a tiny step on Everest, and that can infuse even the most dry theory exercises with this sense of adventure and purpose and determination. So be sure to check out the worksheet attached to this session, because that's where we're going to break down some of your own goals, and we're going to explore some of the ideas that inspire you. And those are the things that are really going to get you through those practice sessions that are, let's be honest, a little less than exciting. Thanks for listening.